Good morning. It's March 19th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. In a turn of events that challenges previous assumptions, a comprehensive 5-year study by the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, has found no evidence of brain injuries among U.S. diplomats and government employees suffering from the enigmatic Havana syndrome. This condition, marked by headaches, balance problems, and cognitive difficulties, has puzzled the medical community and sparked theories of directed energy attacks and foreign espionage. However, this latest research presents a starkly different picture. Utilizing sophisticated MRI scans, the study compared the brain structures and cognitive test results of affected individuals with those of healthy government workers in similar roles. The findings revealed no significant differences, casting doubt on earlier hypotheses of brain damage or degeneration. Dr. Leighton Chan, NIH's Chief of Rehabilitation Medicine, underscored the severity of the symptoms faced by patients, highlighting the profound impact on their lives despite the absence of detectable brain injuries. The study's conclusions diverge from the notion of directed energy attacks, aligning instead with U.S. intelligence agencies' assessments that Havana syndrome likely stems from a variety of causes, not necessarily linked to foreign adversaries. This revelation shifts the narrative surrounding the mysterious ailment, moving away from espionage theories to a broader, yet still undefined, understanding of its origins. Despite these findings, the root cause of Havana syndrome remains elusive, leaving affected individuals and their advocates clamoring for more answers. Calls for the release of all government research on the syndrome have intensified, underscoring the ongoing quest for clarity and resolution. As the study's results are published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the medical and intelligence communities are left to grapple with the implications of these findings and the challenge of solving the puzzle of Havana syndrome. In a pivotal move, President Biden has signed an executive order to significantly boost medical research in women's health, earmarking $200 million for the National Institutes of Health. This decision not only aims to fill the critical gap in women's health research, but also sets a new precedent in integrating these efforts into the federal research portfolio and budget. The initiative is particularly timely, coming in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision on Roe v. Wade, which has put women's reproductive rights at risk. This action by the Biden administration serves to underscore a clear political stance, differentiating Biden's approach from that of Republican counterparts. The executive order calls on Congress to take a bold step by allocating $12 billion to establish a dedicated women's health research fund within the National Institutes of Health. This ambitious move is designed to prioritize diseases that disproportionately affect women, such as osteoporosis, heart disease, and Alzheimer's. Dr. Carolyn Mazur, a prominent figure in the field, has stressed the critical need for expanded knowledge on the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of women's health issues, highlighting the importance of this initiative. Furthermore, the executive order encompasses additional measures to improve healthcare for women in the military, showcasing a comprehensive approach to enhancing women's health services. This significant investment in women's health research represents a major step forward in addressing long-standing research gaps and ensuring that women's health is a central focus in federal research efforts. In a groundbreaking study that's sending ripples through the health and wellness community, researchers have linked the popular 16-8 intermittent fasting diet to a significant increase in cardiovascular death risk. This eye-opening research was recently presented at the American Heart Association's scientific sessions, making it a topic of immediate concern and interest for those monitoring dietary trends and their health implications. The study meticulously analyzed the eating habits of over 20,000 U.S. adults, uncovering a startling 91% increased risk of dying from heart disease among individuals adhering to an 8-hour eating window. This finding raises serious questions about the safety and long-term health effects of the 16-8 intermittent fasting diet, a method that has gained widespread popularity for its supposed benefits in weight loss and metabolic health. Moreover, the research revealed that participants with pre-existing cardiovascular conditions who consumed their meals within an 8-10 hour time frame faced a 66% higher risk of succumbing to heart disease or stroke. This particular insight underscores the potential dangers of restrictive eating patterns, especially for individuals with known health issues. Experts in the field, including Dr. Christopher D. Gardner from Stanford University and nutritionist Rania Batena, have voiced concerns over the study's reliance on self-reported dietary habits and the overall nutritional quality of foods consumed during the limited eating windows. Their skepticism highlights a critical aspect of dietary research, the challenge of accurately measuring intake and ensuring that participants receive a balanced, nutrient-dense diet. This study's findings signal a pressing need for a more personalized approach to dietary recommendations, taking into account individual health conditions and nutritional needs. It also emphasizes the importance of further research into the impact of nutrient density on health outcomes, urging caution and a reconsideration of one-size-fits-all dietary advice. As the debate around the 16-8 intermittent fasting diet continues, this research adds a crucial layer of complexity to our understanding of diet and cardiovascular health. In the face of a rising tide of measles cases, the CDC has sounded the alarm, urging vaccinations for all, especially children and those planning international travel. This call to arms comes as measles cases hit a number equal to the entirety of last year, signaling a potential health crisis in the making. The CDC's health advisory comes amid reports of 58 measles cases across 17 jurisdictions as of March 14th, a number that starkly matches the total reported in all of 2023. This uptick has prompted the CDC to tighten travel guidance, particularly in light of significant outbreaks in 46 countries. They now recommend that Americans consult a physician 6 weeks before travel and get the measles, mumps, rubella vaccination at least 2 weeks before heading abroad. The majority of U.S. measles cases are brought in by unvaccinated residents traveling internationally, with the most concerning outbreaks occurring in Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and Eastern Europe. This situation is exacerbated by a worrying trend. The vaccination rate among U.S. children has dipped to 93.1% for the 2022-2023 school year, leaving an estimated 250,000 kindergartners vulnerable to measles each year over the last 3 years. The decline in global vaccination rates has heightened the risk of measles outbreaks worldwide. In response, the CDC is advising that even infants as young as 6 months be vaccinated before international travel. They emphasize the importance of consulting a doctor well in advance of any trip to ensure full immunization. Despite these precautions, the U.S. continues to see measles cases imported by travelers, with at least 55 confirmed or suspected cases across 17 states so far this year. The CDC's advisory underscores the critical importance of vaccination in preventing measles, a disease that remains a significant public health threat due to its highly contagious nature and the global decline in vaccination rates. The agency's recommendations aim to protect not just travelers, but the broader community by curbing the spread of this preventable disease. In a groundbreaking shift in global health trends, neurological conditions have now taken the lead as the primary cause of ill health worldwide, surpassing even heart disease. This revelation comes from a comprehensive study published in The Lancet Neurology, which sheds light on the extensive impact of neurological disorders, from strokes and migraines to dementia, affecting nearly half the global population. The research, a collaboration involving the World Health Organization and various experts, reveals that an astounding 3.4 billion people worldwide are impacted by neurological conditions. Particularly alarming is the finding that 80% of neurological deaths and disabilities occur in low to middle-income countries, underscoring a significant disparity in health outcomes based on geographic and economic factors. The study further highlights the increasing burden of healthy years lost to neurological disorders, pointing to a growing global health challenge. This situation calls for urgent, targeted interventions aimed at providing quality care, treatment, and rehabilitation for those affected. The emphasis is on the need for these interventions, particularly in poorer countries, where the majority of neurological illnesses and deaths occur. This shift in the leading cause of global ill health marks a critical moment for the international health community. It underscores the importance of reevaluating current health priorities and strategies to address the rising tide of neurological conditions, ensuring that those in the most vulnerable regions are not left behind. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.